家读经嘅时间。
Now is the time for scripture reading.
今日读经系取住喺马太福音嘅第五章第八节。
Today's scripture reading comes from Matthew chapter 5, verse 8.
我哋就用广东话读，而英文读出。
First, we will read this together in Cantonese and then in English.
系马太福音嘅第五章第八节，我哋一齐去读。清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Let us read this together. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
大家清楚。
Please be seated.
咁好高兴，我哋有陈浩信传道嚟到我哋喺精道，题目系看见神。
We are very happy today to have Mr. Kyle Chen be with us. The title of the sermon is Seeing God.
大家早晨。My family and I feel sincerely blessed to be back with you all.
我和我家人很高兴今天的早上再一次来到当中。
We really do cherish every opportunity we have to worship alongside you all.
我们每一次的来到当中和你崇拜的机会，我都很感恩。
And I'm always encouraged by your genuine hospitality.
我们每一次都是被你们的真诚和款待去感恩。
And especially by your love for God and for one another.
是给到你们的对神的爱和给你们彼此的爱，给我很感动。
Let me begin with a question that has often puzzled Christians and non-Christians alike.
我首先开始想问一个问题，就是这个问题很多时基督徒和非基督徒都会有个困惑。
If God is real,
如果上帝是真的，
then why can't we see him?
如果他是真的，为什么我不能够亲眼去见到他呢？
Some people may even say that the main reason they don't believe in God is because they can't see him.
很多人都会讲话，我主要原因点解唔能够去信神，系因为我亲眼见唔到佢。
But that if God would just show Himself to them, then of course they would believe in God.
就话若然神系能够亲自嘅、亲眼嘅，系俾我哋见到嘅时候，嗰啲人就会信啦。
And I think even most Christians would admit that seeing God would help with their doubts.
咁有啲好多嘅信徒都会讲就话，若然我哋能够亲眼见到神嘅，佢能够去帮助我嘅一个疑惑。
Because at times, believing in and trusting in a God that we can't see can be difficult.
因为我们相信一个我们好像眼见不到的神，好像很困难。
And yet, the sixth beatitude, the verse we just read, not only says that it's actually possible to see God.
在我们第六福的当中，我们当读选读的经文，他讲到就话，不单止讲到我们有可能能够见到上帝。
But it's actually promised to the pure in heart.
而是其实应许就话，清心嘅人系必得会见到上帝。
So this morning I want to address three questions that this beatitude raises for us.
所以今天早上我就想问大家三个问题，喺今天早上我哋睇嘅经文当中。
One, what does it really mean to see God?
就系话究竟话见到上帝系咩意思咧
？Two, who is able to see God?
第二个问题就系话边个能够见到上帝咧
？And three, how can we see God?
第三个就是我们怎么能够见到上帝呢
？So first, what does it really mean to see God?
所以第一个问题就是我们话咩叫见到上帝
？Well, to see God doesn't mean simply to see God physically with our eyes.
我们话见到上帝不是话讲到我们亲眼用肉眼去见到上帝。
As Jesus himself says in John 4:24, God is a spirit.
而耶稣嘅喺个约翰福音第四章廿四节讲到就话，上帝是个灵。
And Paul writes in Colossians 1:15 that God is invisible.
而喺个保罗喺啊哥罗西书第一章十五节都讲到就话，上帝系不能见嘅。
So we can't see God in the same way that we can physically see an object or a person.
所以我哋话见到个神，我哋唔系同一个方法，系用眼肉眼去好似我哋睇到一啲嘢。
But that doesn't mean that we can't see God at all.
但系唔代表话我哋睇唔到上帝。
In fact, throughout the Old Testament, there are many examples of people who see God in a limited sense.
咁啊，都喺个教会当中嘅，都有去讲到就话，人点样喺一个另一个方法、有限嘅方法去见到上帝。
Perhaps one example you are familiar with is in Exodus chapter 33.
而你所熟悉嘅可能喺个出埃及记嘅第三十三章。
When Moses asked God, "Please show me your glory."
而喺摩西嘅，佢祈求上帝就讲话，求你显现你嘅荣耀俾我睇。
And God does show himself to Moses, but only partially.
But 上帝都是显现俾阿摩西睇，但系只系部分。
Verse First, God tells Moses that he cannot show his face to Moses.
首先，神同摩西讲话，你我唔可以俾我哋俾你见到我嘅面。
Instead, God will only show Moses his back.
而神只系俾摩西睇到佢嘅背脊。
Second, God also tells Moses he's going to hide him in the cleft of a rock.
而神亦都叫摩西话，我出现嘅时候，你要躲避喺一个石后边。
And he's going to cover Moses with his hand until his glory passes by him.
就话要将佢嘅手要遮住佢块面，遮住佢眼，因为咧要等到佢个荣耀荣光过咗先可以。
And only take his hand away at the last minute.
而只系最后一个时间先可以拎开只手睇。
So that Moses will only get a glimpse of his back.
所以摩西只系睇到神嘅背。
God is using metaphorical language here, of course.
当然嘅，佢讲到呢个系个比喻。
To see God's face doesn't mean to see God's physical face.
我话呢个讲佢话。去见神嘅面，唔系讲到话，即系见到神嘅真正嘅呢个样。
But it means to see God in all His glory.
而见到神嘅意思，即系话见到完全神嘅荣耀。
Whereas to just catch a glimpse of God's back means just to experience the faintest glimpse of His true glory.
而睇到神嘅背，意思即系话睇到神嘅一小撮嘅佢嘅荣耀。
It is similar to how if you just see the back of someone as they're walking away, you don't really see them.
好似俾个比喻咁样，譬如话你见到一个人嘅背脊，你唔系真系见到嗰个人。
You have to see that face.
你要見到個人先真係見到佢。
A few years ago, my wife and I were walking around downtown Manhattan.
咁啊，有一次嘅，我同我太太去喺下城嗰度去行街。
And as a man passed by us, my wife turned toward me and said,
咁咧就有個人咧係經過我太太講到就話
，That was Chris Rock.
嗰個就係嗰個 Chris Rock 嗰個鞋星。
Now I hadn't really been paying attention to who was walking by us.
咁我就其實冇乜留意邊個喺我側邊經過。
And so as I turned to look to see if it really was Chris Rock,
我真係去睇下話，係咪真係 Chris Rock 咧
？All I can see is a man's back.
我只係睇到嗰個人嘅背脊。
Also, it happened to be Halloween.
咪都係睇唔好清楚。
So maybe it was just someone dressed up as Chris Rock.
咁嗰時咁啱係戲扮先知，可能係一個人去扮 Chris Rock 啫。
Either way, I can't really claim to have seen Chris Rock because I didn't get a good look at his face.
所以我唔係話真正能夠見到 Chris Rock， 因為我冇見到佢塊面。
In a similar way, Moses only caught a glimpse of God's true glory.
而摩西只系为一撮眼嘅去睇到神嘅荣耀。
And yet, we also know that, unlike my experience with Chris Rock,
亦都系我一样，好似我同 Chris Rock 一样，我唔系真系见到佢块面。
For Moses, even to catch a glimpse of God's glory was a transformative experience.
而摩西见到神嘅一个小撮嘅荣耀，变到佢一个彻底人生嘅改变。
Because after his encounter with God, the face of Moses the skin of Moses' face shone as a result.
而摩西同神嘅呢个相遇之后咧，摩西块面咧话会发光。
And people were afraid to even come near him.
啲人当时人都会好惊见到摩西靠近佢。
And what this tells us is that if we were ever really to see God in all of His glory and live to tell of it,
意思就话，当我哋一个人有同神有一个接触嘅时候，见到神嘅荣耀
，it would be the most powerful, beautiful, transformative thing that could ever happen to us.
如果人有咁嘅相遇同神嘅相遇之后咧，呢个人嘅人生入边当中有好大嘅，有好靓嘅，有好人生嘅转变。
It's hard to even imagine what this would be like.
好难去想象嗰个转变系点样。
But think for a second about an experience that you would describe as glorious.
我哋譬如话，我哋试谂下，睇到一啲嘢，觉得哇，好靓，好荣耀嘅。
Perhaps you have seen a natural wonder that left you in awe.
你会见到一啲嘢，觉得哇，好似自然奇观，又好奇妙，叹叹不息嘅。
I remember visiting the Grand Canyon for the first time.
我第一次好似我记得我去睇个大峡谷。
It's one thing to see a picture of the Grand Canyon.
同睇相嘅有一回事。
It's another thing to see it with your own eyes.
你真系真正人生去见到大峡谷另一回事。
And really, it's hard to describe how I felt when I saw just how grand and majestic the Grand Canyon really is.
当人生入边真系真正肉眼去见到一个大峡谷嘅时候，觉得好奇妙。
But I remember feeling so stunned by its greatness and beauty that I couldn't even speak.
我见到呢个大峡谷呢个嘅壮观。
I also felt small. You could even say unworthy.
我见到呢个大峡谷咁伟大，但系见到我自己反而好渺小。
Not just because the Grand Canyon was so vast and I was so physically small by comparison.
唔系话讲到话个因为大峡谷咁大，我人生入边嘅人生入边系咁少。
But also because I felt like I was standing in the presence of something that could not have been made by human hands.
而反而我嗰陣時覺得就係話，我係喺處於呢個當中嘅時候，嗰、那個當中嘅時候就係話，我喺呢樣嘢，呢、這個我見到嘅嘢，唔係我人手能夠做到嘅。
It was something totally other than me.
係完全嘅超乎我所想。
And so glorious that even words like "wow" or "that's amazing" seem to feel inadequate.
嚇！我見到哇，好犀利啊！真係太驚人啦。
And after my friends and I left the Grand Canyon, I still had no words.
嚇！就見到呢嘢之後咧，覺得唉，我都唔知點樣形容出嚟。
I had only seen it for a matter of minutes.
嚇！雖然我只係用咗幾分鐘去睇呢個大峽谷。
But that experience alone has left me with an impression that is still with me today.
但係嗰個時刻，嗰個興奮，仍然嘅喺今天都會存在。
Now that is just the faintest image of what it must be like to actually see God in all of His glory.
呢個只係一個喺大峽谷呢個影像。試諗下，若然呢個你人生入邊真係能夠見到神，係更加奇妙。
After all, the God of the Bible is the one who created the Grand Canyon.
你真係見到就話呢個神就係話就係反而呢個神係創造呢個大峽谷嘅主。
Who fashioned every glorious natural wonder that you've ever seen?
係更加比你所有你見過人呢個大自然嘅更加大。
Who is responsible for everything that we would call glorious?
嚇！就係呢個神就係佢係創造呢個世界宇宙萬物嘅主。
So if even the tiniest piece of God's creation can leave us breathless,
所以話就算無論喺呢個世界上最小微好少嘅嘢係神嘅創造，都令到我哋好奇妙。
Then just imagine what it would be like to be in the presence of the Creator Himself.
所以話更加能夠想像。你若然你真係見到呢個創造主嘅時候，更加奇妙。
In all of His splendor and glory，
啊，更加係超過呢啲所有你去做嘅造物。
It would be the most wonderful, awe-inspiring, life-changing thing we could ever experience。
會將係成為我哋人生當中嘅最奇妙、最敬畏、最有改變性嘅經歷。
And we would be totally unworthy of such an experience。
而事實我哋呢個係其實係一個好不配嘅一個經歷。
And that's why God only let Moses see the back of His glory.
所以就點解話摩西只能夠見到神嘅一個背面
？Because God tells Moses, "Man shall not see Me and live."
因為神同摩西講嘅就話，因為人唔能夠親自見到我嘅面。
Not because God is destructive or doesn't want anyone to see Him.
啊，唔係話神唔想去見到，或者神係好破壞嘅。
But because God is so glorious and so holy that nothing unholy or unworthy of Him can stand in the presence of His glory, His full glory, and live.
因為神係太過榮耀、太過榮美、太過聖潔，我哋一啲唔乾淨嘅、唔配嘅人，唔能夠去完全嘅去親眼去見住耶穌啊，見住神。
This brings me to my second point.
所以第二個嘅要點，我哋去到
point two. Who is able to see God?
啊，若然頭先我哋所剛才所講嘅説話嘅時候，咁究竟邊一個先能夠見到神呢？
Jesus tells us in today's Beatitude, the pure in heart shall see God.
而喺今天嘅早上呢個八福入邊當中嘅第六福講到就話，清心嘅人係有福了，能夠見到神。
But what does it mean to be pure in heart?
咩叫清心咧
？First, we should note that the word translated here as pure could also be translated as clean.
啊，清心嘅清入邊，我哋中國人去講入邊，可能係講係潔淨、清潔嘅意思。
If you read the Old Testament, especially the book of Leviticus, you know that it's very important, it was very important for the Israelites to be ritually clean.
咁你哋喺舊約嘅當中，睇到尼未記嘅當中都知道就話，當以色列人要去有一個嘅禮儀當中上面咧，呢個潔淨係好緊要。
In order to be spiritually clean, the Israelites had to keep very specific rules.
啊，要喺個聖名，呢個生命當中、聖靈當中要潔淨，佢哋咧要去保持住好多嘅規矩。
Such as not eating certain foods or not touching people with certain diseases.
好似話有啲食物佢哋唔可以食，有啲人有咩病嘅佢哋唔可以掂嗰啲人。
And only those who were clean were able to draw near to God's presence at the tabernacle or the temple.
所以只有一啲潔淨嘅人，當時嘅人先能夠去靠近神，去到呢個神嘅會幕同埋嘅聖殿當中。
But notice that Jesus does not say that only the ritually clean shall see God.
但係神呢個講就話唔係話只係一啲禮儀上潔淨嘅人先能夠見到神。
Instead, he says that the clean in heart shall see God.
佢入邊上呢八福入邊剛才講到話，係佢心裏邊有潔淨嘅人能夠見到神。
And when we hear the word heart used in this way, we might think of our emotions, especially feelings of love.
嚇，當入邊講到個心嘅時候，我哋可能會感到係一個係咪講緊係一個情感或者一個愛嘅感覺咧？
But what Jesus meant by heart is more than just our emotions, though emotions are included.
耶稣当中去讲到话，一心系当然啦，会有一个情感系包含在内。
In fact, whenever you read about the heart in the Bible, it usually is referring to our whole inner being.
而喺圣经面当中讲到嘅心嘅字眼嘅时候，系代表咗我人生内在嘅存在。
Our thoughts, our motives, our mind, our emotions, our will.
去讲人生入边嘅内在意思，即系话一个人入边本身嘅佢嘅思想。人的动机、他的心智、情感和意愿。
Everything about us that you can't see from the outside.
就说一切的东西我们表面上见不到的。
Therefore, to be pure in heart means to be spiritually clean from the inside out.
所以说清心的人，这个清洁的心，意思就是说是从内面是洁净的人。
It means to be someone whose thoughts and motives and desires are good and true.
意思就是说一个人的思想、他的渴望、情感是良善的，是好的。
In other words, Jesus is highlighting the importance of being righteous on the inside and not just appearing to be righteous on the outside.
所以意思就是说，耶稣是强调一个人的内在的公义，不是只是表面的，表面在面前的一个虔诚公义。
Later in Matthew chapter 23, Jesus criticizes the Pharisees for this kind of hypocrisy.
所以都是在个马太福音的第23章，耶稣都在责备当时的法利赛人。
Where they appear to be generous and selfless on the outside.
就话呢啲法利赛人，佢嘅外表上面系好慷慨无私。
But actually, they're full of greed and selfishness on the inside.
但其实佢哋嘅内心入边系充满咗一个贪婪同埋自私。
Jesus tells the Pharisees that their behavior is like cleaning the outside of a cup.
而耶稣对于法利赛人讲呢番说话，就好比喻咗我哋洗杯嘅时候，好似只系洗外边。
But leaving the inside of the cup dirty.
洗杯只是洗出面，但其实杯里面仍然都是污糟。
Sometimes this is exactly what happens to our dishes at home when I put them in the dishwasher.
好像我去洗碗的时候，我将我的杯放在个洗碗碟机里面。
Our cups will come out looking sparkly and clean.
杯出面就很干净。
When I take a closer look on the inside, they are still dirty.
但其实在里面的杯里面仍然都是很污糟。
And if I were to let my wife drink from one of these cups,
我俾我太太去饮其中呢咁嘅杯
，and she, being the very perceptive person that she is, pointed out to me that there were dirty particles floating in her water.
我太太就好敏锐，就见到啦，就个杯又出边好干净，但其实入边仲有啲浮下浮下啲嘅污糟嘢。
Would it be a good excuse if I just said, well, it's clean on the outside at least?
我就好讲就话，最少我出边洗干净啊。
In the same way, the Pharisees appear to be generous on the outside.
而亦都系比喻咗一个法利赛人嘅。在外面的表面上好像很正直
Often making a show of how much they were tithing
你说就说这法律唱他奉献了多少钱
Or how much they were praying or fasting
他能够去祈祷祈几久他能够禁食有几个时间
But they were doing these good things for all the wrong reasons
但他们的动机是出于这个错误的
So that others would thinkthat they were super spiritual and obedient to God.
而他做的动机是因为想被人见到他们很虔诚 很熟灵
When really they were just performing religious acts to make themselves look better.
所以被他们能够见到觉得他自己我很好
And it's easy to read about the Pharisees and shake our heads at them.
而很容易我们去看到这个法利赛人所讲即是里面圣经里面讲的法利赛人我觉得这些人不好
But can we honestly say that we're all that different from them most of the time?
其实我们看我们自己内心里面其实我们跟这法利赛人有没有真的那么不同呢
And perhaps most of us don't brag to others how much we give to the church.
有时候我们是不是我们不会说看我们我们给多少奉献
And it may be true that most of us don't give long fancy prayers just to impress others.
我都没有说特别去祈祷祈祷很久去好办得很虔诚
But still, if we take a hard look at ourselves,
但若然你是很认真地去看你自己的内心
We will almost certainly find ways that our thoughts and our motives are not pure.
但其实我看清楚我们的内心的时候其实我看到就说我们的内心都不是真的那么完全
Even if our actions might appear good to others.
虽然我看到说这个所讲的说话当中
Well, even if it looks like that we're not actually doing anything wrong.
或者看到我们看下去做的事都好像不是完全错
Jesus' family said just a little later in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5:21-22.
耶稣在登山宝训当中，在马太福音的第五章21至22节当中讲到。
You have heard that it was said to those of old, You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment.
说你们听见有吩咐古人的话说不可杀人凡杀人的难免受审判只是我告诉你们凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判
Jesus is not simply saying be careful anger can lead to murder so watch your temper
耶稣不是只是说就说、啊、你们要小心、啊、愤怒就会令到人去杀人会所以要控制你的情绪
He's going much deeper than that.
其实他所讲的更加是深入。
Jesus is saying that burning resentment is deathly serious.
里面讲就说在我们内心里面的有一个怨怒其实是很严重。
Even if you never take your anger out on someone else.
虽然说你是可以含露在心里面没有完全的真的表现出来的时候。
Even if you just let your resentment burn within you.
或者你只是内心里面在愤怒。
Even if nobody else even knows that you are carrying that anger within you.
或者说其他人都不会知道我在我内心里面这个愤怒压在我心里当中。
Even if everyone around you seems to think that you're a nice person.
或者其他外面的人完全看不到的只是看到你以为你是一个很好的人。
Resentment may not be the same thing as murder, but Jesus takes it just as seriously.
但是神说的话耶稣说的话你有这个愤怒这个动机其实是很严重。
Why?
为什么
Because not only can resentment lead to something as horrific as murder,
因为不单止愤怒能够去导致一些东西
but resentment on its own can also never lead to love.
因为我们人生里面有一个愤怒有一个怨恨的当中不会令到我们有一个爱
And if the greatest commandments are to love God and to love your neighbor as yourself,
而我记得就是说我们最大的使命是什么我们要去爱神也去爱人如己
How can you do either if you have a heart of resentment?
所以话，若然你内心入边就系充满着呢个怒气嘅时候，你点能够去爱别人呢
？And is there anyone here who hasn't been guilty of this kind of anger at God or someone else at one point or another?
你有冇试过喺内心、你人生入边当中都好似有咁嘅咧
？After all, it's easy to say that we trust God.
我哋讲就话，我哋系相信神
，and that we will happily obey Him no matter what.
我们口头上说到我们相信神我们无论如何都要愿意的去顺服神的旨意
But perhaps you have gone through something where you felt like God betrayed you
但有没有觉得曾经觉得好像神有背叛你一样
Where it seemed like God did not give you something that you thought he should have
觉得说神你没有给到我应该给有我应该有的东
西 Whether that's a job, a promotion, admission to your dream college or school
我可能觉得话，我应该有一份好嘅工作，应该有一份好嘅升职嘅机会，一个梦寐以求嘅大学或者一个俾学校嘅取录嘅意思。
Or a boyfriend, or girlfriend, or spouse。
或者我哋会埋怨神就话，我哋应该有一个好好嘅恋情，有一个好嘅配偶。
Or good health, or healing for you or for a loved one。
我哋会埋怨话，我哋应该有一个好嘅健康，我哋有一个有一个嘅健康。
Whatever it may be。
或者无论系咩都好。
And even though nobody else may really know that you feel this way,
即使冇人知道你有咁嘅动机嘅时候
，maybe you feel as though you cannot forgive God for letting you suffer.
我哋内心入边可能充满着呢个怨恨，点解神你让我去经过咁嘅经历咧
？And even though you still do all of the religious things, right?
可能话甚至话你愿意去遵行一啲所有正确嘅宗教嘅行为。
You still read your Bible, you say your prayers, you come to church every Sunday.
我说你会去 读圣经，你会去祈祷，你会翻这个教会，翻主日学。
There's a coldness in your relationship with God.
但是你同神这个关系仍然的有一个冷漠和远离。
Or perhaps you feel a similar kind of anger in your relationship with someone else.
可能你有这样的关系同其他人。
With your spouse or with your parents.
可能你有咁嘅关，你可能都有咁嘅疏远嘅关系，同你嘅配偶或者你嘅父母
，or with your kids or with a friend，
或者会同你嘅小朋友或者同你嘅朋友。
Maybe you've even told this person that you've forgiven them for something they did。
或者你曾经嘅去同同你有闹过交嘅人
，and yet you know you really haven't。
但其实你真系冇好好嘅同佢有一个真正好嘅联合嘅关系。
And even if the other person doesn't know it,
虽然对方不知道,
you're holding yourself back from them more than you used to.
但是你其实你忍住自己的内心。
And if you're keeping this resentment inside of you,
原来你将这个悔恨，这个怨恨藏在你的内心里面当中。
Then you will not be able to sincerely love others or God.
你没，原来你要藏住这个怨恨当中，你这个人是不能够完全的真正去爱别人。
In other words, you will not be able to be pure in heart.
原来你是这样的时候，你不能够真正有一个清心的心。
Because ultimately, to be pure in heart means to be devoted to God and to others with love.
因为清心的心意思就是说你有一个心，有一个洁净的心去仰望神。
We could say the same thing as Jesus does about lust or about lying or about greed.
这个同一句是可以应用在其他的方面，譬如说在这个讲的色欲、色欲、讲大话和一个贪婪。
And the many ways that these hidden sins of the heart keep us from love of God and of one another.
所以这个我们内心隐藏的罪，去阻止到我们不能够去爱神、爱人。
And is there really anyone here, myself included, who could say that they have been pure in heart in any one of these areas?
所以包括我自己在内，我可不可以自己讲话，我真的有一个清心的心呢？
Not to mention all of these areas and more.
不单止我所讲所有的其他的事。
I don't think so.
我估我在座当中每一个人真的有一个清心的心。
But if that's true, then can any of us have hope to see God?
如果我们每一个人能够真正有一个清心的心的，我们还有什么希望能够见到神呢？
Right, so third and last point, how can we see God?
所以就说第三点，我们怎么能够去见到神呢？
The verse in 2 Corinthians that says something very surprising.
所以在哥林多后书的有一章讲到说令到我很惊讶
的。Here's what it says, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
就是这个哥林多后书的第三章第十八节讲到，
And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another.
就我们众人既然着念得看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形象，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
The phrase,Beholding the glory of the Lord in particular is surprising for two reasons.
特别讲到话，佢得以见到主嘅荣光，令到我有好惊讶，有两个原因。
First, it obviously assumes that it's possible for people like us to behold the glory of God.
特别讲到就话，我们得以见到主嘅荣光，里边当中讲到就话，唔知我哋人系有呢个可能性可以见到神嘅荣耀。
And if you know anything about the people that Paul was writing to in his letters to the Corinthians,
原来你知道这本书信是从哥林多的地方写出来的。
You know that there are people who do not appear to be pure in heart.
你知道哥林多教会当中的人呢，他们没有一个清心的心。
Some of the Corinthians weren't just inwardly resentful of each other, they were actually suing each other.
多林多教会当中的人，他们的内心里面不单止是怨恨，而更加的是互相的指责。
And other members of the Corinthian church weren't just having lustful thoughts, they were notorious for acts of sexual immorality.
而哥林多的人当时的教会当中，不单止有思想说有这个情欲，而且他行为出来更加是有反应，他们有这个奸淫。
And the list goes on.
而他们哥林多教会当中的教会人有很多的问题。
And yet, for all of their failures, it is precisely these people whom Paul says are all beholding the glory of the Lord.
所以话，就算当时哥林多当时嘅人有咁多嘅犯罪嘅人，但仍然嘅有一个机会嘅能够见到主嘅荣光。
How can that be?
点能够做到呢？
Second, did you notice that Paul doesn't say we will behold the glory of the Lord?
而当时喺个哥林多后书讲到就话，冇讲到话我哋将会见到神嘅荣光。
Instead, he says, beholding the glory of the Lord.
而讲到话我已得见到主嘅荣光。
This implies that this is something that the Corinthians are not just waiting to see God's full glory in the future, though that's true.
不是只是讲到说将来的有一天我们能够见到神的荣光。
But somehow, in some way, they're actually seeing the glory of God in the present.
就说在现在的当中，仍然相信主耶稣基督的，你现在能够见到神的荣光。
And how can that be?
就说怎么能够做到呢？
How can it be that people as sinful as the Corinthians are not only promised that they will see God's glory in the future,
就话哥林点能够喺哥林多当时呢咁犯罪重罪深嘅人，能够仍然嘅有一个机会去见到神呢
？But I'm also able to experience some of God's glory now.
而仍然嘅而家能够去经历神嘅荣耀。
Paul writes just a few verses later in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6 that the only way this is possible is because.
就话喺保罗喺哥林多后书第四章六节去讲出呢个答案。
God, quote, has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
因为神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光，显在耶稣基督的面上。
In other words, God has given the Corinthians knowledge of what his glory is really like in the person of Jesus.
就換句話講，就話當時哥林多神就俾哥林多人知道，就係話神嘅榮光就要透過耶穌基督嘅生命。
That if we want to get a sense of what God's glory is really like, then we should look to Jesus.
若然你係想諗話咩叫神嘅榮耀嘅榮光，我睇嘅時候，我哋就要去睇耶穌基督。
Why？
點解咧
？Because on the cross, Jesus was revealing the very heart of God.
因为在十字架上，耶稣去彰显了神的心。
Jesus, after all, was the only person who was truly pure in heart.
因为耶稣基督是唯一的真正能够清心的心。
The only person who not only never committed anyone,
因为耶稣是从来没有犯罪，任何的犯罪。
But whose thoughts and motivations and emotions were always pure.
而他的思想、他的情感、他的动机是完全的洁净。
Always good, always loving, always truthful.
是始终的，都是良善的，是充满着爱的，充满着真理。
Jesus was not only innocent of any crime that could be tried in court.
耶稣不单止是无罪，也都是没有任何律法可能够定他的罪。
But was also the only person innocent of any wrong imaginable.
也都是他是唯一一位是完全的无罪的人。
So that if you were trying to dig up dirt about Jesus,
有人去想，譬如话去揾出耶稣基督去下有乜嘢嘅以前嘅罪
，looking at all of his data，
佢会睇究竟佢耶稣以前嘅一生
，and uncovering all of his secret thoughts and motivations，
佢哋会去盘问佢，去谂或者去有乜嘢内心入边嘅思想
，instead of discovering hidden resentment or selfishness or greed。
他们想去看看耶稣基督究竟在内心里面有没有充满着这个怨恨自私。
All you would find is more and more love.
但当他们问耶稣的时候，他们只能够找到越多的越多的爱。
More and more generosity.
找到他越多的慷慨。
More and more goodness.
是越多的良善。
So if anybody deserved to bask in God's full glory, Jesus did.
所以如果有人去想睇到咩叫呢个完全嘅神嘅荣耀，就系要去寻找耶稣基督。
But instead, what did Jesus get?
而反而嘅，虽然佢系咁洁净嘅时候，佢得到啲乜嘢咧
？Not only an unjust trial and crucifixion，
佢所得到嘅唔单止系呢个唔公平嘅对待，亦都系佢被钉十字架。
But also, he got just the opposite of experiencing God's glory.
他完全得到这个神应该有的荣耀。
When Jesus was crucified, you might remember that the sky went dark.
原来你记得就是说，当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，天都变黑。
Because although Jesus deserved to enjoy the light of God's glory,
耶稣是神，他应该承受了，应该享受神的光，他的荣耀。
Instead, Jesus experienced the darkness of God's absence.
但反而耶稣基督去承受这个离弃和黑暗
The darkness that we deserved
这个黑暗是我们这帮罪人应该有受的惩罚
Of all people, Jesus, the one and only Son of God
所以唯有耶稣基督是唯一一位神的儿子
Was worthy of God the Father's smiling face
是应该是蒙受神天父的喜悦和亲近
But instead, he suffered the shame of God turning his face away.
而反而嘅，佢受到就系父神去转面同埋嘅羞辱。
The shame that we deserve for our impure hearts.
嗰所受嘅羞辱系我哋人应该本身去应该承受嘅。
And he did this so that we could see God face to face and enjoy Him forever.
佢背起咗我哋人应该受嘅惩罚，呢个嘅羞辱，好叫我哋能够同神有联合嘅关系。
Don't you see, there's no news more glorious than that?
有冇睇到有咩嘅消息会更加比呢个消息更加好咧
？And if you do see that, then let that change you.
若然你能够去真正见到呢个嘅意思，呢个明白，你人生就有改变。
Because if you truly let the good news of Jesus Christ crucified for you,
因为你能够真正嘅真心嘅去见到神呢个十字架
，out of God's pure heart of sheer grace and love.
看到神的一个纯洁的恩典和祂的爱。
If you truly let that good news seep down into your heart,
我希望你能够将这个神给你这个清洁的心摆在你的心中。
Then not only will you see God in all His glory one day,
不单止说你终有一天的新天新地会见到神。
In the new heavens and the new earth,
就说不单止在新天新地的当中。
Where there will be no more need of sun or moon,
我都唔再有一个话有咩有日月嘅光照。
Because the glory of God in Jesus will give everything light.
因为喺当时嘅个时间就话耶稣基督已经存在，佢嘅荣光会照遍大地。
But you will also get a taste now of God's glory and His love.
所以话，若然你能够去相信明白嘅时候，你现今而家能够去享受神呢个荣耀同埋个爱。
And by the work of God's Spirit in you.
就透过这个圣灵的工作
，That taste alone will transform you.
就话就系透过圣灵的工作，能够去改变你人生的生命。
As Paul said, from one degree of glory to another,
会令到你有去人生的改变。
So that even your very heart,
就能够从你的内心入边开始
，your innermost being, your thoughts, your motives, your desires,
从你内心的当中，从你的思想动机同埋嘅渴望。
Will start to look more and more like Jesus.
会越来的去跟像耶稣基督
expressing itself in love.
就去像耶稣基督去表达去爱别人
Let us pray.
一起祷告
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们天父圣子圣灵
We thank you for sending your Son.
我们多谢你去差你的独生子耶稣基督
To live for us.
去活着为着我们
And to die in our place.
去为着我们的缘故
So not only will we see you one day
所以好叫我们有一天能够去再见到你
In all your glory
见到你的荣光
But even now
就是不单只是将来就是现在
We can taste your glory
我能够现在能够感受到你的荣耀
Through the good news
是你的好的信息
That in Jesus
就是在耶稣基督当中
We are forgiven
我们在耶稣基督当中我们的罪已经得赦免
Reconciled to you
是在你当中我们得到这个和平
Secure in your love
我们能够有一个爱
So that we can love you
你给我们这个爱好叫我们能够去爱你
And love others as you love us
也都是能够爱其他人
Pray in Jesus' name
我这样祈祷奉主耶稣名字祈求
Amen
阿们